This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
I'm Daryl Shandro.
And I'm Allison Hilliker.
And today we're going to talk about the Bookshare Read2Go iOS app.
Yes, Bookshare.org is an online library of downloadable, accessible ebooks for people with print disabilities, like blindness and low vision. One becomes a member if you have a print disability. You can sign up at www.bookshare.org and you would get a username, login info, and you can download books. There's a lot of ways to read Bookshare books, including on your computer, on various note takers and such. What we're going to talk about today is how to read a Bookshare book using the iOS Bookshare app called Read2Go.
Exactly. And this is a really exciting app because you can get your books when you're anywhere. As long as your iPhone has an internet connection, you're all set, right?
So
this app will log into your account, will let you search for books, download books right to your phone, and then just start reading them right in place.
Right. In fact, once your books are downloaded to your iDevice, you don't even need the internet connection. You can just read the book from anywhere. So it's for searching and downloading is when you need the internet. So it's really nice to be able to have so many books so easily and so quickly. So
then you can get on an airplane or something like that, and you can start actually reading them offline.
Yes, exactly.
Yay. So,
and there are over 125,000 books in the Bookshare collection at the moment. So
awesome.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Okay, so what we have done here is we've set up so that we will be demonstrating the app from the ground up as though you're just getting it for the first time.
Right. This we have Bookshare memberships in place. We just re-downloaded the app, so we're ready to go as if you were downloading it for the first time. This is how you'd have it. So we're going to start out.
Page 2 of 3, Read2Go.
By double tap to open on Read2Go.
Alert. Do you want to set the application features now?
So basically it's taking us to what amounts to a settings wizard where we choose what features we want and how we want the app to work. So I'm going to say yes.
No. Yes. Button.
I just look to the right and then I'm going to double tap on that.
Audio settings, 1/4. Quit
audio
button.
Audio settings. There's a quit button if I change my mind.
Audio settings, 1/4. Heading. Next button.
I'm just looking to the right here.
Read2Go audio. Switch button. On.
Okay, it says switch.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So we do want the audio on, so I'm going to leave that as it is. But if I wanted it off, if I was somebody maybe who had a learning disability instead of blindness or low vision, I might want to just read it using the print, not the audio. Or maybe if I had low vision, I would want to read it with enlarged font and no audio. But I'm someone who reads using audio, so I'm going to leave the audio on, particularly because an audio podcast would be much different without the audio.
So what if I want to use VoiceOver to read it?
Can use VoiceOver to read it.
Would I turn it off here?
Yes,
for VoiceOver?
Then you would turn it off. That's a good point. You would turn off the audio here. Yeah, you can read with VoiceOver if you're someone who likes that voice. So
certainly.
Voice.
Or if you're
Heather,
a Braille user.
Yeah. Braille users, you can hook up a Braille display to your iDevice and read that way. That's another time you'd want to turn the VoiceOver off.
Turn the audio.
Speed 100%.
Right, the audio off. Sorry. Yes, the audio off.
Okay.
Voice. Heather U.S.
We select the voice.
This is where you can choose the voice. This is a female voice. These voices are called a cappella voices. They come with the Read2Go app. You can choose between one of two, male or female. This one is called Heather. I'm going to change it and see who else is there. I'm going to double tap it.
Read2Go audio. Switch button. On. Voice. Heather U.S. Voice. Audio settings. 1/voice. Heading. Ryan U.S.
There's Ryan U.S. I actually like that voice, so I'm going to pick that one. I like the way he sounds.
Heather U.S.
But you
selected.
Can choose either one.
Ryan U.S.
Flick through them, double tap on the one you want.
Ryan U.S. Selected. 1/4. Read2Go. Empty list. Speed 100%. Voice. Ryan U.S.
Okay, now we're back to our voice. Now it's changed to Ryan U.S., so there we have what we wanted with the voice. Now one more flick to the right takes me to speed.
Be 100%.
Now it says 100%, and I've gotten this question from users, why can't I increase the speed? Well, you can increase the speed, it's just that the default speed is 100%. And so folks assume that 100% is the maximum. Actually, to increase the speed, you're going to want to go over 100%. So what you do there is...
Speed 100%.
Double tap on that.
Capital S, capital E. Speed 100%. Speed 100%.
Oh, sorry.
Adjustable.
You flick to the right, rather.
Swipe up or down to adjust the value.
Adjustable where you flick up or down. So down will decrease the speed.
80%.
There's 80%.
100%. 120%.
And then you flick up to go to 120%. I usually leave mine at 140, but I'm going to keep it on 100 for this podcast.
100%. Playback while locked. Switch button. Off.
You can have it play
double tap to toggle setting.
Locked. I'm just going to leave that as default unless we have a good reason to change.
Background playback. Dimmed. Switch button. Off.
So that's related to the locked setting. So mm-hmm. if you decide that that it's okay to play while it's locked, then you can also say, okay, is it okay to also play in the background? So while you're running another app, do you want to read a book while you're running another app?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think we're going to leave that just as it is for now.
Okay.
Autoplay. Switch button. Off.
Okay.
Restore default. Oh. Autoplay. Switch button.
Autoplay
off.
Is where it
double
plays
tap to toggle
as soon
setting.
As you open the book.
Right.
I'm going to leave that off for right now. It's something that you can use though if you want.
Restore defaults. Button.
There's your restore defaults if you want to do that, which we don't, but...
Nope.
Now we're done. That I hit the edge there, so I'm going to go back. Now it's not letting me do the back gesture.
Autoplay. Switch
so
back.
I'm going to just go
actually
speak
have to
voice.
Use the back
reach
button.
Neck.
Yep.
Audio
Flip
quit.
Back to the back
flicking
button.
All the way back to the left.
Quit.
There's a quit
we
button.
Have to go to next.
Oh.
Audio settings. One slash next.
There's
button.
The next button. Okay.
Here we go.
Visual settings. 2/4.
So it's visual
restore
settings.
Restore defaults.
We'll just look at what's there. We don't necessarily have to look at
bookmark color. These. Silver. Word highlight color. Highlight color. Yellow. Background color. White. Foreground color. Next button.
That's just an idea of what's there. We're not going to look at that right now, but it's there if you have a need to change it. Go into
font
the
size.
Next button.
3/4. Restore default.
This could be
button.
Good for low vision.
Yes, we'll look at the font size.
Font size. 24-point. Adjustable.
You can
swap 30-point, 24-point.
You use the flick up to increase and flick down to decrease.
24 points. Next button.
That's all
it.
That's there. So we're going to double tap the next button.
User account, 4/4.
Aha.
Username.
So all this right. is where you put the Bookshare login information.
Right. That's where you put in your username, which is your email address, and then your password. And I guess I'll hand this to Daryl to type that in because we're going to use his account.
So now we're up to the Bookshare login screen. And what we have here is we have a done button.
User account, 4/4. Done button. Username.
You have the username.
Text
and
field.
Text field.
Password.
Password.
Secure.
Text field.
Text field. Remember me. Switch button. Off.
And you can have
double
the app
tap to
remember
setting.
You when so that you don't have to enter this information every time you wish to download a book, for instance.
Right. It's nice. I leave my username and password saved in there so I don't have to add it every time. It's convenient.
So we're going to complete the information in the screen and come right back. Okay, so we're back. We have just completed the login procedure. I entered in the username, the password. I turned on the Remember Me checkbox and pressed the Done button. So if you're a new user, that would be the last step in the app setup process. And so we demonstrated that on my iPhone so that we could get that experience. However, now we're going to switch from my iPhone 4 to Allison's iPhone 4S, where she has been using the app for a while. So she has a number of books in her bookshelf and good stuff that we can demonstrate.
All right, so after you log in, you're put into the bookshelf page, which is actually part of a bookshelf tab. And the first thing you see right here is when I flick to the right.
Edit button. Selected. Title. Tab.
Is an
one
edit button. I can use that to edit the books that are in my bookshelf if I want to delete them.
Author. Tab.
These
two
are
of
tabs.
Three.
This is for sorting books, where you can highlight the tab depending on how you want the books in your bookshelf list to be sorted.
Latest Tab.
So going to the right, you can sort them by the latest or the title or the author.
Search button.
There's a search button. Now, this is important to know. This search button is for searching within your bookshelf if you want to find a particular book. Because there's also a way to search the Bookshare website to download a book. But this button here in the bookshelf page is going to search within your bookshelf. And your bookshelf is basically just your list of books that you've already downloaded that you can read. So that's the search button. When I flick
Marley and Me,
flick to the right.
Marley and Me, Life and Love with the World's Worst Dog, John Grogan. Animal/biographies and memoirs slash parenting and family slash nonfiction.
Click to the right and there's
The Hunger Games. Another one. The Hunger Games trilogy number.
All right. So that's just, if I flick to the right, it'll go on down the list of my books. So that's basically how the bookshelf itself is laid out. Now I'm going to have us look at the process by which we download a book. So we're going to go search the site. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to move to the bottom of this.
Swipe up or down to adjust.
The screen here, and there's some tabs at the bottom of the screen, which are basically just options, more options that you can choose from.
Chicken Soup for the Soul. Marley and Me. Search. Tab.
There we go.
2 of 4.
I touched near the bottom of the screen. And where it says search tab, that's different from the search button. The search tab will search online on the Bookshare website where you can download new books. So I'm going to double tap that.
Categories.
So we have some options here for searching.
Yes, some different search options.
Popular.
The first
latest.
The first one is the latest books, which is the newest books. But
popular. Latest.
I'm making sure I'm all the way to the left. Okay, latest. All right.
Popular.
Just flicking to the right. Popular, the most popular books.
Categories.
Categories. You can search by category, like fiction or nonfiction or biography and such.
Periodicals.
Periodicals, that's newspapers and magazines. You can search for those.
Bookshelf, tab, 1
that's
of 4.
That's back to the tab, so I'm going to flick back to the left again to get to the
category, popular, latest, all, search field.
Okay, and
double
then
tap
when
to
I
edit.
Flicked all the way back to the left, there's an all search field where you can type in the book you want to search for.
Title or author.
Title or author, yes. And actually, you can do ISBN too if you really want to.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, when we know it.
Yeah. Which is useful for students who are looking for textbooks usually, but most of us don't have ISBNs just in our minds or written down anywhere to search for. But you certainly can. So we're going to search for a book by title. Daryl and I are James Patterson fans and wanted to read a newer book called Now You See Her. We're going to try to look for that one. So I'm
selected. Search. Late all. Search field.
Okay, I'm going
to double tap to edit.
This search field, rather.
Search field is editing. Line mode space. N.
I'm gonna type in.
N. K. I. O. O. D. E. W. W. Space. Now. H. Y. Y. K. O. O. H. Y. U. U. Space. U. X. D. S. S. R. E. 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 Space. C, J, H, H, D, E, E, F, D, R, T, Tango, F, R, R.
There you go.
Okay, and now I'm going to, there's a search button in the bottom right corner of this keyboard where I've been typing in, and I'm going to
search.
Just move my finger to the bottom right corner of my screen and double tap.
Bookshelf.
And it'll search.
Title/results. Search. Back button.
Ready? That was
results. Heading. Results 1/8 of 8. Now You See Her. Cecilia Tichy. Now You See Her. Jacqueline Michard.
I'm flicking to the right here. There's different results. The one we're looking for, the James Patterson book, wasn't the top one in our results list. So I'm just going to flick to the right and read through the different titles until I find what I'm looking for.
Now You See Her. Linda Howard. Now You See Her. Joy Fielding. Now You See Her. Michael Ledwidge. Now you see her. Michael Ledwidge / James Patterson.
There we go. So yay. I'm going to double tap this one.
Results.
What I've taken
results.
Taken to a book info page here.
Book detail. Heading.
Book detail is the heading on this new page. I'm going to flick to the right.
Now You See Her. Michael Ledwidge. James Patterson. Download. button.
There's a download button. If I flick to the right some more, it's got the synopsis of the book and some other information.
The Perfect Life, A Successful Lawyer and Loving Mother, Nina Bloom.
There's our synopsis. I'm going to flick back to the left here and go to that download button so we can download our book.
Download button.
Double tap.
Download book details.
It's really fast.
Please wait.
I'm impressed. Just please wait. Just to give it a couple more seconds and it should have the
alert.
There we
download
go.
Complete. Would you like to read it now? Download time, 7.255 seconds.
Wow.
All right, pretty fast. So it and now it says that the download is complete and it wants to know if I want to read the book now or not. I'm actually going to say no right now. It's nice and easy to be able to do that, but I'm going to say no because I want to show everyone how you open the book from within the bookshelf itself. So I'm just going to say no. Flip
to... Would you like to read? No. Yes. No. Button.
There we go.
Book detail. Already downloaded. Button.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going to move back to the bottom of my screen where these different tabs are. I'm looking for my bookshelf tab so I can go back to where my list of books are that I've downloaded because I've downloaded that James Patterson book now.
Selected. Search. Tab.
It says selected search tab because that's what I'm in right now is in the search page. So I'm looking for bookshelf.
Settings.
Flick to the right.
Tab.
There's settings.
Free of help. Tab.
Oh, I'm all the way to the right. I'm going to flick to the left
search
here.
Search is number two on the...
Yep,
settings,
search is number two,
tab,
so I flick back to
four.
The left to find bookshelf.
Selected, search, bookshelf, tab.
There it
one
is.
One of four.
Double tap that. And now I'm back in my bookshelf that we were in earlier where I've got my list of books here.
Search, tap, settings, help, tap.
Oops,
I'm four
and
four.
It puts us at the bottom of the
screen. Yeah, it puts us at the bottom of the screen, yeah. So I'm going to tap more in the middle of the screen now.
Marley and Me, selected. Now you see her. Michael Ledwidge slash James Patterson. Mystery and thriller slash...
It has it selected from being the most recent book downloaded. So basically you just flick to the right through your book list on your bookshelf and double tap on the book that you want.
Book detail. Bookshelf. Back button.
It takes you to a book detail page.
Book detail. Heading. Now you see her. Michael Ledwidge. James Patterson.
Okay, flicking to the right.
Read. Button.
And there's a read button, so that makes it pretty easy. Just double tap the read button when you're ready to read your book.
Bookshelf button.
Notice.
There we go. That's it's going to start reading the book. At the top of every Bookshare book is some front matter describing what Bookshare is and copyright laws and such, so we normally want to skip over that. You can listen to it if you want to. There's a play button here. If you flick
search,
to the right,
tab,
oops,
two.
Gonna tap more towards the middle of the screen.
Settings, button, previous page, previous phrase.
When I
button.
Flick to the right, there's previous page, previous phrase.
Play pause.
Play
button.
Pause button.
Next phrase.
Flick
button.
To the right is next phrase.
Next
flick
page.
To the right again.
Button.
There's your next page. So those are your small increment navigation. If you want to do more navigating, like I want to skip over this whole front matter copyright section, I'm going to go search for a navigation tab, which should be, when I flick to the right here, I should be able to find navigation.
Play previous settings, set bookmark, navigation button. Oh.
There's a navigation button. So I'm going to double tap that.
Navigation. Chapter 2, 11, level 1.
Oops, it took me to write to chapter 2 for some reason. But I'm going to flick to the left here and go to chapter 1.
Chapter 1, 10, level 1.
There we go. I'm going to double tap that, and it will take us and start reading right at chapter 1, which is really nice.
Navigation.
Chapter 1.
Bookshelf. Button.
Now, I can flick to the right and find the
navigation.
Button.
Set bookmark. Settings. Previous page. Previous phrase. Play pause. Button.
I can double tap this play pause button, but if I want to do a quick shortcut to play and pause, I can do a two-finger double tap. Two-finger double tap once will play, and then do it again if you want to pause your reading. I tend to use that command a lot when I'm reading because it's quick and easier than flicking to the right until I find the button I'm looking for. So I'm going to two-finger double tap and play the book.
Play.
Chapter 1, March 12th, 1992. Party till you drop, man. Every time I think...
Pause.
And I two-finger double tapped to pause the book and pause the reading of the book. And that is how you do it. If I want to skip to the next page, I'll flick to the right here and find my next page option.
Next phrase. Next page. Button.
Double tap that.
Next page.
To 14.
14, it said.
Play.
14. Because we thought it was a joke, it turned out to be a prophecy. It actually happened.
Pause.
Pause the reading.
First we partied.
Try that again.
Play.
First we partied.
Pause.
Now I've paused it. It was resisting me there, but it's pausing. So that's how you play it, and that's how you pause it. If I want to go to a previous phrase, if I'm listening and I just missed something fairly recent, I'm going to flick to the left here and find...
Next phrase. Play pause. Previous phrase. But previous phrase.
It actually happened.
There you go. That was it. It played. It went back one phrase. So,
we've demonstrated how to read using the built-in a cappella voices to do self-voicing.
Help tab
for the
bookshelf.
Button. So we can also read a book with voiceover. So now I'm going to demonstrate that. So I'm going to go
navigation
to,
set bookmark button settings previous
go
settings.
To settings
button.
Double tap that. I just flicked to the right until I got to settings. I'll flick to the right again.
Font size, visual, audio.
And I'm just going to audio, and I'm going to double tap audio, and I'm going to turn off read to go audio.
Audio settings, settings, audio settings, heading, read to go audio, switch button, on.
Double tap.
Double tap to tap. Off. Voice, Ryan US.
Okay,
speed 100%.
So we don't need to change anything
100%.
Else here. We're
adjustable.
Go back. The two finger.
Settings. Font size,
right,
24 points.
Worked for that this time.
Visual.
Okay, so now
visual
to the bookshelf.
Font size, settings, playback. Playback, audio. Visual, font
settings,
size, settings, heading, playback,
right.
Button.
Go to playback, double tap on playback. Once we can either be in
read
playback or settings.
Double tap to VizWiz.
All right.
Double tap to open. Read to go. Bookshelf, 5. Heading.
So now that I have turned off read to go audio, I'm back in the bookshelf. I'm going to go back to the book we've been reading.
Edit button.
Flicking to the right.
Selected title tab author latest search chicken soup for the soul. Marley and me selected. Now you see her. Michael Ledwidge / James Patterson mystery and thriller / literature and fiction.
That.
Book detail bookshelf back button.
And
book detail.
Go
heading.
Click to the right till we get to the read button.
Now you see her. Read button.
And I'm going to double tap on read.
Bookshelf button. Navigation. Set bookmark. Settings. Now you see her. Michael Ledwidge. James Patterson. Notice. Heading. This accessible media has been made available to people
so
with bona fide disabilities that affect reading.
Notice. I'm just going to flip.
This notice tells you about restrictions on the use of this copyright notice. Heading level 2.
And what I'm going to do now is, now I'm using voiceover navigation. So I'm going to use the rotor. I'm going to take my index and middle finger, and I'm going to turn the rotor to headings.
Words.
Oddly, I use my
lines.
Index and my ring finger to do the rotor gesture. Somehow that works for me.
Actually, thinking about it. Yeah, no. That's interesting, and it works differently
volume.
For different people.
Yeah, everybody headings. Does that one a little differently. It's an interesting gesture to do.
Okay, so now I've rotored over to headings, and I'm going to flick down with one finger.
Limitation of liability and permitted use, limited waiver of privacy principle, book quality, heading left, heading not found.
So
heading
that not is found. The heading.
Bookshare is in bullet.
That is
bullet.
The notice.
See all previous next page.
And
button.
What we have to do now is we have to go
previous page, next page.
Page,
next page.
Double tap next page.
Previous page and.
Let's see here, and then...
Jane Anne, previous, next page, Jane, a novel by. Now you see her. Bookshelf,
I'm just,
button.
Hitting with four fingers to the top of the screen, tapping once with four fingers.
Navigation,
to the
set
right.
Bookmark, settings, 3. Now you see her. Heading level 1, a novel by. James Patterson, Anne, previous page, button.
So that is what's on page 3, apparently. So now I can go to navigation.
Bottom of screen, bookshelf.
Back up to the top.
Navigation,
to
set navigation. Book, navigation.
Double tap.
Navigation. Chapter 3, 12, chapter 4, 13 level, chapter 3, chapter 2,
chapter
11
two.
Level 1.
Or, let's go back
chapter
to chapter 1,
10
just
level
like
1.
We were with self-voicing. Double tap.
Navigation. Bookshelf. Button. Navigation. Set book settings. 13. Chapter 1.
And I'm just flicking
heading
to
level
the
one.
Right. And if I want to read from here down, I can just take two fingers and flick down with two fingers.
Chapter 1,
continuous
heading
reading.
Level 1,
it does.
March 12th, 1992, party till you drop, man. Every time I think back to everything that happened, it's that expression, that silly early 80s cliche, that first comes to mind. It was actually the first thing we heard when we arrived in Key West to start the last spring break of our college careers. As we were checking into our hotel.
And then to stop it, you just two-finger single tap it?
Yes.
There you go.
And then if I wanted to resume?
A very hairy and even drunker middle-aged man wearing goggles and an orange Speedo screamed.
Just two-finger single tap again. So, it's very easy to read with voiceover. You will be able to continuous read the chapter that you're on. If you want to go to the next chapter, you would go back to navigation and read the next chapter. So I think we've demonstrated using Read2Go with the self-voicing, and we've demonstrated using Read2Go with voiceover. Obviously, this is the setting you would want with Read2Go audio turned off if you're using the app with a Braille display. So now we've done the demonstration of Read2Go. We hope you've enjoyed it. We've demonstrated how to read books using the self-voicing a cappella voices. And we've also demonstrated turning off Read2Go audio and reading books with voiceover.
That's kind of a personal preference thing, but it's good to know that you can choose between those two options, and certainly you'd want to turn the audio off if you want to use a Braille display to read a book to your book, which is also an option. So we hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Read2Go is available from the App Store for $19.99, and I really hope you check out Bookshare and check out Read2Go and enjoy reading some good books.
Absolutely. And stay tuned for additional podcasts. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast on GetGlue, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast.
Check out blindaccessjournal.com to listen to other podcasts that we'll do about iOS and other interesting technologies.
Absolutely. And this is Daryl Shandro.
And Allison Hilliker.
We'll see you later.
Bye.